This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The author of a new book, I can't wait, hopefully we get a copy, Playmakers, because Mike Florio, I always love having Mike on because he always knows a lot more than what he's sometimes willing to share, but he will share a ton, and I can't wait to see what he shares during this interview. Mike, how are you? And you know what? I have to hit the button. I didn't hit the button. I'm running out of steam here. Mike, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Boy, you missed it. I just revealed the meaning of life before you hit the button. I'd repeat it, but I forget what it is.
You know what Mike did? He revealed what audio the NFL had during the Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph saga. We're not going to go over that. We've gone over that. Did that. Mike, welcome to the show. And you had interesting perspective that I think we have been kind of missing in the Baker Mayfield conversation surrounding his contract. We've just been having this binary. Is he coming back? Is he not? Are they moving on? Are they going to go to Derek Carr? Are they going to Garoppolo? You framed it very differently when it came to his contract.
Well, look, I think that the bottom line is they have to behave as if they're planning to bring him back if they want to have the best negotiating posture with another team that may want to trade for him. If you make it clear that you're not bringing him back, then good luck getting the best possible compensation package. If a team decides, as it explores its options, that it may want to pursue Baker Mayfield at $18.8 million, which is relatively affordable for next year, and then you step into the shoes of the Browns with rights moving forward. And also, to the extent that the Browns are looking for other quarterbacks or intend to look for other quarterbacks, if you make it clear you don't want the guy you have, you may make it more expensive in any trade negotiations that would happen, or whatever, free agent, whatever. Whatever process you would use to try to replace Baker Mayfield becomes complicated if you seem like you are desperate to make a move. It's like any other negotiation. The party that makes the first move is the party that's operating from a position of weakness. So I think the Browns need to behave exactly the way they are if they want to do the best possible deal of Baker and or for his replacement, if that's what they choose to do. So, you know, every time I hear Andrew Berry speak, I look for the messages between the lines. This is true for any smart general manager or coach. You can't share exactly what you're thinking because it can affect you strategically and it can make it harder for you to do the things you're trying to do for the team. And also there's a chance that they can't find an upgrade. They can't get the kind of offer that they'd want for Baker and they decide to go forward with one more year. But I think anything other than having all options on the table, doing a comprehensive evaluation of Baker Mayfield and any potential replacements they could find for him, I think it's negligent if they fail to spend extensive time this offseason engaging in that kind of analysis.
Mike, I said earlier in the show it feels like there could be a flurry of quarterback moves. It's been a trickle to this point, the Stafford move, Tom Brady going to Tampa. But there's so many names being thrown about. How much action do you think there will actually be in terms of movement at the quarterback spot? Is it a foregone conclusion Deshaun Watson's on the move? And what other feasible, like what's realistic in terms of who's going to be moving teams this offseason?
Well, we've now got two carousels that have to spin, and one goes before the other. The first one is the coaching carousel, and there are eight teams, 25% of the league, currently looking for head coaches. The dust needs to settle on those hires, offensive coordinator hires for the new coaches, et cetera, before we can begin intelligently linking quarterbacks to teams. Because it's got to be one of the factors. You know, we can say, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers to Denver. Well, if they hire a coach that Aaron Rodgers has no regard for, the chances of Aaron Rodgers going to Denver evaporate. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is thinking about going to Denver. I'm just using that as an example. So before we get to spinning the quarterback carousel, the coach carousel has to come to a full conclusion, and then we see where everyone is. But you know, the coaching carousel has been there every year. This veteran quarterback reshuffling is a fairly new phenomenon. I remember when it happened a couple of years ago, thinking this is unprecedented to have this many veteran quarterbacks in a position to either leave via free agency like Tom Brady or get traded or whatever. And it just feels like it's going to be a continuous thing because teams are more willing than ever before to throw away the bird in the hand and pursue something better. I mean, look at how ambivalent the Colts are about Carson Wentz, and they're not afraid to say so, which may not be in their best interest if they want to negotiate, you know, a trade of Wentz or a trade for his replacement. But we see more and more teams now willing to make those moves. But I think it's hard to have any clarity until we know who's going to be coaching all 32 teams.
Mike Florio joining us on the hotline. It is beautiful to now know that in Cleveland, at least for now, you have that coaching stability, and it's something that Kevin Stefanski has talked about. You just mentioned the carousel. I mean, look at the Giants, who we all thought was great ownership, great franchise, and look at how they have not been able to get it right after Coughlin. So what did you think of the job, though, Stefanski did this year, and what kind of retooling do you think needs to be done to get the Browns back in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the problem is when the Browns have high expectations, they fail to live up to them. When they have low expectations, they exceed them. And there's a different vibe around Stefanski now than there was a year ago because this year was a failure. This was a year where some people thought the Browns could compete to get to the Super Bowl. You get a taste of success, and what do you want? You want more of it. And you definitely want to get back to the level you made it the last year, and you want to take it even higher to not get to the playoffs. That hurts Stefanski. How many more non-playoff seasons before he's on the hot seat? I think this is an important year for the Browns to reestablish themselves. And that's why I think the quarterback position is so important. They need a presence in the offense like Odell Beckham Jr. to stretch things out and make it easier to open up the running lanes. The defense is good enough, although it's had plenty of lapses. But the quarterback position, I think, is where things need to take the next step, whether that is finding a way to get more out of Baker or moving on from Baker. But another non-playoff year for the Browns, I don't think it gets Kevin Stefanski fired, but it makes 2023 a season in which he'd be, you know, one of the 8 to 10 guys on the hot seat when the season begins.
Mike, that's almost exactly what I was going to ask you. Is they aren't responsible for Baker being in Cleveland, but are they going to be accountable for him if they can't find something better? And they have to bring him back, even if it may not necessarily be their top choice. How much accountability then lies with them when they're not responsible for the ones who brought him here?
You're responsible for keeping him when you've had opportunities to move on from him. And they picked up the fifth-year option, and there was no reason not to. But we've seen enough bad from Baker Mayfield. We've seen regression. And I know this year he was injured, but you know what? Part of being a franchise quarterback is not getting pissed off in the moment after you throw an interception and going to make the tackle and messing up your left shoulder and giving yourself an injury that's going to affect you the entire year. Part of being a franchise quarterback is making sure you're available at your highest possible level each and every week. That's on Baker. To the extent that the shoulder is in any way an explanation or excuse for his performance this year, it's on him that his shoulder was injured because it's on him that he went to make that tackle when he didn't have to and shouldn't have done it. So it's all part of the package. You got to ask yourself, total package, a total human being. And they know him better than anyone. They know how he is behind the scenes. I think we've seen enough front and center to come to the conclusion that maybe behind the scenes he's a gigantic pain in the ass, and maybe that's part of the assessment as well. And it's part of what makes him great. That's what makes it difficult. I mean, you want your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, to be a little bit of a jerk. How much of a jerk do you want him to be? Is there a line? I think there's a line. Is he on the wrong side of it? Only they know. And they're not going to advertise it if they hope that somebody trades for him. Then it can be somebody else's problem. So it's look, I think this is a far more complicated question than they would ever admit because they want us to think they want to keep him. They want the other teams to think they want to keep him. And if they end up not having an alternative, it poisons the well for 2022 if he feels like they've been expressing ambivalence about him. Because we know he pays attention to it. He's sensitive to it. One of the things he was supposedly upset about this year is that the in-house radio show had the audacity to criticize him. And that's fine. That's a human reaction. But part of properly managing a football team is understanding how your most important employees are going to react as human beings to the things you do and don't do.
Mike Florio, author of the new book, Playmakers, which you can get. And I'm curious, you're chronicling how the NFL will do anything it can to continue making money, just continuing to turn out that sausage. So 17 games, was this a success?
Oh, it's absolutely a success because it's more inventory. Look, they've wanted to expand the regular season and specifically replace preseason games with regular season games for over a decade. And they finally got to 17. I think that's a stop over to 18. And as more and more states go online with legalized gambling, it's going to become more and more clear that they need more games. And I think there'll be a push for more standalone games where people can bet during the games. It's just a matter of time before the technology gets to the point where what you see through the flat screen on your wall in your living room is exactly what's happening at the game site. So when the play ends and the play clock goes to 40 seconds, you have 40 seconds to lock in a bet for a buck here or a buck there on what the next play is going to be or whether or not Nick Chubb's going to gain more or less than 4.5 yards or whatever. There'll be a limitless, you know, if you ever played craps and you look at that felt and there's a limitless array of bets you can make for every roll of the dice, that's how it's going to be eventually. So they're going to want more games. They're going to want more weekends. They're going to want more opportunities for people to take advantage of this casino that's going to park itself in everyone's living room under the guise of a football game. That's what I think is pushing this now, and I think it's eventually going to push the NFL to more teams too. I think we're going to see 34, 36, 38, 40, not anytime soon, but it's going to be inevitable as more and more of this gambling money pops up.
And there's going to be some great quarterback play in that league. Mike Florio with Playmakers, available March 15th. We appreciate you coming on, Mike, and let's do it again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike. See you guys.
There he is, Mike Florio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.